with Fodge and Rach. Fodge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Fort Macquarie.
Let's go!
I am back, Rachel. I did go on a what I'm calling, for tax purposes, a fact-finding mission to Sydney
yesterday.
Well,
you should probably just call it a work trip so that when the tax man listens back to this, he goes, what do you mean a fact-finding mission?
No, that's what the politicians call it when they go overseas to, like, you know, go clubbing or whatever they do or...
You went on a work trip yesterday.
Yeah, well, anyway, look, I'm going to tell you what I learned in just a little bit.
Yep.
Also, a famous sort of vegetable, which is a pretty useless vegetable. There's been a salmonella outbreak. I'm going to tell you what that is.
Aren't all vegetables useless?
No, of course not.
Like, I mean, they're all good when
eggplants
you eat them, but they don't do anything.
You're telling me you don't like eggplants? Yeah.
We'll talk about what you learnt next.
Okay, I'm just saying. There's loads of stuff. Also, we've got Deanie on as well with our Hollywood goss, our fill of Tinseltown news.
Yeah, and I'm going to put something in your head that's going to make you want to rip your ears off. Yay!
Penny for every time I have said those words. Rachel, it's 6:04, Bodge and Rach this morning for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. A little bit of Eddie Boy to start us off.
Oh, we love Eddie Boy.
Good morning.
Bodge and Rach on the Mid-North Coast's Hit.
I've discovered something and I'm happy about it.
Yes, okay.
At the same time, I'm really annoyed about it.
What does it involve, Rachel Hart? Please do tell me.
It is a kids' song and it is brilliant because, as we know...
Is it Wiggles?
I am a huge... No, it's not Wiggles. I think it's a Japanese kids' song. But as we know, I'm a huge fan of sharks. I'm a huge fan of conserving sharks. I'm a huge fan of... scrapping the shark cull. Like, I think that's absolute bogus.
Oh, then kill him. Get rid of all of them.
Ha, ha, ha. You're just doing that to get a rise out of me. That ain't going to happen this morning, buddy. So, I love my sharks. Yeah. I have a shark tattoo on my foot.
Yes.
So, it really excites me when there is finally a kid's song that is not only educational, but it also involves sharks, and it's not in a bad light.
I'm really hoping it's a stitch-up and this is like a comedy song.
No. Now, it is awesome. I'm in love with it.
Right.
The only thing is, it's been stuck in my damn head for 4 days, and it will not leave. Mm. And I just thought, you know what? I don't want to be the only person that has this stupid song.
You're going to ruin someone's morning. You know this, right?
I'm going to ruin everyone's morning. Listen to it.
Baby shark, mommy shark, do 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 do, mommy shark, do 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 do, mommy shark, do 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 do, mommy shark.
Daddy shark, do 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 do, daddy shark.
Can we stop this?
Daddy shark,
I need to be saved.
Daddy shark,
stop. No, I'm sorry.
It goes on to grandma shark.
So when you said it's a song about sharks, it's literally the laziest written song I've ever heard.
Yeah, it really is. It's really annoying. It gets stuck in your head very, very easily. But at least it involves sharks. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys. I've just introduced
you
to a whole new world.
It's not even 6:30 in the morning. Why would you do that?
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I get it, mate.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do, baby shark. You're welcome.
I feel like part of my soul has just died. Why did we do that? Where did you find that?
It's been everywhere, all over my Instagram.
I haven't seen it.
All over my Facebook. It is everywhere at the moment. It is ridiculous.
Well, you know... This is a community service announcement now. Look out for the do-do-do-do-do-do song. If you or anyone that you know...
You want to play it to your kids?
If you or anyone that you know hears the song and it gets stuck in your head, 13, 11, 14 is the number you can call.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
There was a salmonella outbreak involving some alfalfa sprout.
Yep.
And I, do you know what? Good. Because I don't eat them. I don't eat them.
Yeah, I don't eat
they
them
are useless.
Either.
What do you?
What makes you think that they're useless?
All they are is substitute for lettuce, which is also pretty much useless. It's filler. It's there to dull down the strong taste of other things. Let's be frank.
A sprout.
Well, no, I'm saying that the alfalfa sprouts are normally in salads and things like that, and they're filler, just like lettuce is.
Well, no, lettuce is the basis of a salad.
It can be.
So you can't call it a filler if it's the base. Have you ever had Sanchoy Bao? You can't have that without lettuce. That's a brilliant dish.
Of course you can. You just get a spoon, just scoop
it. No, that's not Sanchoy Bao, mate.
That's how they do it. Look, I think that if it's all going to go,
yep,
let it go. It's like Scrooge said.
Let the sprouts go or let all the vegetables in the world go?
No, not all of them, but some of them. It's like Scrooge said in The Christmas Carol. He goes, if they're going to die, let them do it and decrease the surplus population. And I am with him 100% on this. Get rid
let
of the sprouts.
Sprouts go.
Speaking of them, alfalfa sprouts, Brussels sprouts can bugger off as well.
Yeah, I don't eat any sprouts.
Squash?
Actually, the only sprouts that I do eat are the ones that they put in. Wait, I think they're the ones that we're talking about. They put on top of like Asian dishes, Asian noodles. Noodle dishes, is that what we're talking about? Because they're crunchy.
They're the same ones.
Okay, right. I know what you're talking about now.
Oh, they might be a little bit different. I think they've got different ones in Asia.
Squash. Why do you want squash gone?
It's friggin' terrible.
I don't even think I've eaten squash before. Do we eat squash in Australia?
No, but I knew saying it would at least like pipe you up a little bit because you love playing squash.
I love playing squash, yes.
But there is
difference.
There's not too many vegetables that I think are useless.
If you want to talk about a really useless vegetable,
yeah,
let's go to the cauliflower.
What do you mean? Have you had cauliflower cheese?
No.
Have you had like cauliflower bake?
No.
Well, then you're missing out, mate.
Well, isn't it just a white version of broccoli?
No, it's not.
You can do the same stuff with both. They say you can make cauliflower rice. You can make broccoli rice. Why would you change it? Why is there two versions of them?
Well,
that's useless.
Well, it's useless, yeah.
All right, stop picking on how I accidentally said something I have a point.
Why don't you have cauliflower cheese first before you go?
What is cauliflower cheese?
See, this is it. You're not even educated.
What is it? Says the person that doesn't eat vegetables all that often.
I eat vegetables all the time. I told you there was about four or five
in your Chinese.
In my Chinese last night. And I'm counting capsicum twice because two of them are different colours. But that doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now,
yep,
the most useless vegetable of all time
is a sprout.
No.
No.
But it's up there.
What is it?
The most useless vegetable?
Yeah.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Is, I don't know if I should say it, it is the eggplant.
Why?
It is the eggplant.
Have you not had,
Yeah,
I want to say, what's it called?
I'm waiting for the vegetarians to call up and say, oh, but my eggplant schnitzels.
No, I want to say ossobuco, but I don't think that's what it is.
Eggplant,
that's what it's called.
It's got no taste.
No, eggplant is amazing. You can bake it. You can make little, you put like, bake it and then you put like toppings on top and make eggplant
yeah,
pizza.
That's right.
And then you slice
but you
put it as pasta in like lasagna. It's like a Greek dish.
You've already answered it by saying you can use it as a base for other nice tasting stuff because it's got no taste. It might as
eggplant
well be a pizza.
Eggplant does have a taste.
A rubbish one.
But it's the same with all vegetables. You do something else to them. You don't just eat them by themselves unless it's carrot.
I think that emojis have saved it. If it wasn't an emoji for sending a little willy pic, like literally it's been used as a question for the last 10 years as a do you mind if I either receive or send one.
But the whole point of being useless is that you can't, like it's got no purpose.
That's
eggplant has a purpose.
No.
Greek dishes, they're amazing.
You're talking to someone part like Greek, mate.
Well, you obviously don't know about the Greek dish that I'm talking about.
I don't eat Greek food. I'm only part Greek. I think it's foul.
That's your own fault then,
isn't
it?
Here we go.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The last time this week that we're going to be talking to this magical human being, because he's on a little bit of a trip after this, it is Dean McCarthy.
Good morning, everyone.
Dean, where are you heading off to?
Mexico.
it's an interesting time to do that, my friend.
Is it a holiday
it is.
Or?
I'm going to a wedding, a fabulous wedding in Tahoe.
Oh, I see.
My God. How? What? Your life, Dean. I can't get over it. I've known you for almost 3 years and I still can't get over your life. Seriously.
I'm my friend's plus one. You know when you go to a wedding and you should bring a plus one? I'm the plus one. Because my friend was like, I don't want to be single at a wedding. That's so embarrassing. I'll be sitting at this table. So I'm going as a fabulous date.
Beautiful. Well, which means you don't even have to do anything. You just sit there.
No, well, so you say that.
I don't know anyone.
You say that, but he's going to be bringing sunshine to that whole wedding.
Oh, mate, isn't he just?
He will.
The minute you talk to Dean McCarthy, the sun opens up from the sky. All right, we're going to stop now. Dean, we're going to talk about Donald Trump. What's been going on?
Yeah, look, speaking of Mexico, interesting segue, isn't it? Look, here's the update. You may have seen all around the world headlines, reports, television crews at the Mexico-Texas border.
Yep.
Where children have been removed from their parents as part of law, actually. That was in there. It's been there for a while, actually, and the current administration has enforced that law.
Yep.
The law already existed. The current administration finally started to enforce it. It was not forced in the previous administration. Well, today, Donald Trump will sign an executive order that will see children not removed from their parents if they are detained illegally crossing the border.
Okay.
That's good.
It's good because not just, like, it's Trump's decision, obviously, to sign this order, but there's been a huge outcry. I've seen it everywhere. It's all over Twitter from celebrities. It's all over Facebook. It's everywhere.
The turnaround, I think, has been relatively quick. When you consider that he can't just go, right, stop, and then whatever, he's got to sign papers. Yeah. From an outsider's point of view, I'm looking at it going, it's a really quick turnaround, although the outrage was pretty extreme.
The outrage was huge from American people.
Dean, did you hear the audio, then little kids? It broke my little heart.
Yeah, it was very disturbing. Very disturbing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a good thing. They're going to be staying with their families due to this order today. So I suppose everyone in America is going to be very, very happy about that has been campaigning for them to stay together. And also George and Amal Clooney, Dean, have donated $100,000 to help the families as well.
They did. A lot of celebrities donated. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, their family donated $280,000. So, yeah, a lot of celebrities have chipped in, and Amal and George's is one of the most expensive. Yes, one of the biggest.
Yeah, nice to see all of that. Also, an Aussie supermodel has been called out after something that she said on a UK TV show. What happened?
Ooh. Yes, Elle McPherson. We've not talked about her ever.
Was it Elle?
We've never talked about her. Elle, the body. The beauty. She went on UK TV this morning. I think it's called Good Morning Britain or Wake Up Britain.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were like, how do you get a great summer body? And she said, oh, yeah, you should drink of these meal replacement shakes. Okay. And that's what she said. That's what she kind of told all the women and children to do to get great summer bodies. A lot of backlash today from health groups, from dietitians, from, you know, all sorts of different people in the health industry because, you know, that isn't the way to have a healthy lifestyle, to drink those kind of fake drinks.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for her saying this because I know she's the body, but seriously, mate?
I feel like just a couple of fingers at the back of the throat would do the trick.
Bodge,
I'm joking.
Shut up. Seriously, because this is annoying me. This world is finally coming to the point.
Just joking.
I know you're joking. But this world is finally coming to the point where we are accepting women's bodies for what they are. Plus size models are doing campaigns for different designers that they've never done before. Sports Illustrated are doing campaigns with plus size models. We're finally accepting this, and for Elle McPherson to come in and say that getting in shape summer.
Rach, just relax, mate. You're getting overwrought.
Because I've gone through body shaming before I'm not stick thin, so I know how it feels.
Okay.
And to have that, it just hurt me a little bit because I would have thought for someone that is a role model to so many different people, I would have thought she would have had a bit more respect. That's all.
I understand, mate.
That's all I'm saying.
It's all good. Deanie and I here.
And millions of others outraged by her words today. Let's hope that people do their proper research into healthy eating and whatever, you know, rather than these fake protein shakes.
This is true.
I think she, like, owns a business or something.
That would make sense, wouldn't it, Dean? You worked with her brother?
Yes. I used to work for him. Ben McPherson, I used to report to him. Is that random or what?
It's very random.
You're
the man in the know.
Ben McPherson. Google him today, and it looks like Elle McPherson with like a short brown wig. And obviously, like a man.
It reminds me how small the world is, Dean. Thank you so much this morning. We will speak to you. I mean, Bodge will speak to you next week.
Rach, I love you and I miss you already.
I love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach. On
here. Yep. I go away yesterday on what I'm calling, for tax purposes, a fact-finding mission.
Right.
Okay. I went to Sydney. But I went there to do some stuff for work.
Yep.
I come back. Someone's only had a go at me bagels that I had in the fridge. Now, when I leave food in the fridge, I leave it there in a trusting sense. Mm-hmm. I trust that no one steals my food.
Right.
Like, you go into a fridge in a workplace, you know immediately the things that are not yours.
Yes, obviously.
Sometimes I go in there and I go, oh, that's been there for a little while. I'm pretty sure I bought that in January, but it doesn't have a sell by date, so it's all good.
I mean, I used to have to label my own food at home so that my brother wouldn't eat it. So,
I mean,
I'm used to that kind of betrayal.
The interesting thing, though, is that you have done your own little experiment
here. I've done an experiment.
Tell me about your experiment, Rachel.
About a week ago.
Right.
I went to a lovely bakery nearby.
Yes.
Bought some little sweet treats.
Okay, what kind of sweet treats are we talking about?
I had a slice of chocolate mousse cake.
Yes.
I bought a little strawberry shortcake tart for Lee Jolo.
Yep. Oh, you treated him?
Yeah.
Good girl.
Did. And I also brought a slice of strawberry cheesecake.
Okay.
Now, the strawberry cheesecake was left in the fridge.
Oh, wow.
Covered up in a bag in its little...
Okay, so could you see it from, you know, would someone have to go into the container to see it?
So it was in a little box and then the box was in a bag. So you could kind of just see it.
Yeah, I know.
Through the bag.
I love those because they're very tempting. You know there's a baked good in there.
Yeah, it was one of those. 2 days it took.
2 days?
2 days.
Wow.
After the first day I looked in there, it was half eaten. After the second day it was gone.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, the only...
I'm sorry, it pisses me off. I shouldn't say it, but it absolutely does. I went away for 1 day and to find that my double choc bagels have been tampered with. I'm sorry, Rachel, but I'm filthy about this. It was our boss is here today. Our boss, Crowe,
isn't. Yeah, he hasn't been here.
He's
off the hook. He's got an alibi.
No, he's let me down. He was meant to call up this morning. Whenever he hears a Justin Timberlake song in the 6 o'clock hour, he always calls up
and just has
a little laugh. So I missed out on some banter this morning. I'm relying on him today to find the culprit, to bend him over his knee and to spank them in front of the rest of the office staff.
If that does not happen...
Then I will be very surprised.
There's some HR issues in that request, but, you know.
Only if it's a girl.
No, if it's a boy as well.
There's some HR issues. He's the papa bear of the situation here at the station, so our boss should be just going, right, who's had a go at Bodger's bagels?
Someone just needs to be put in the naughty corner, mate.
I'm going to find out before tomorrow. Tomorrow's your last show.
You can do the detective work,
I swear to you, by them. No, I'm going to find out who took my bagel.
Okay.
And they will pay for it on air, whether they're in the room or not. Okay. They will have an opportunity to apologise live on air, or they will be outed and cremated verbally.
Sherlock Holmes, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Yeah.
It'll happen.
Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Bodge and Rach's Hit Review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
Rachel Hart, will you please, for the very last time...
While you're choosing the movie that you're going to review, of course I'll tell everyone how this works. So, the number is 13 12 16. Bodge will review a terrible, terrible review of a movie.
Give a terrible review of a movie.
All right, mate, that's the second time you've picked me up on saying a mistake, says the person that doesn't even have the movie that they're going to review yet.
You know how this works. Every single time we do it, I leave it to the very last second.
It is called Hit Review because we can't swear on radio, so we can't say the sh word that it's actually supposed to be called.
Yeah, they get it.
And as soon as you know which movie he is talking about, you give us a call on 13 12 16. A double pass to Majestic Cinemas to go and see the movie of your choice, as we were just talking about with Ariana, our lovely work experience girl this week. Incredibles 2 is out at the moment. Jurassic World comes out today. Ocean's 8 is out at the moment. Some wicked movies that you can go and see at Majestic Cinemas.
All right, well, I tell you...
Have you got it?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course.
You were prepared ages ago.
100% success rate as well, Rachel.
Yeah, because they're so terrible.
They're not meant to be hard. I tell you what is hard, though, okay? This film.
Okay, I'm ready.
So this film, there's this fella, right? He lives in a swamp.
Yep.
And he likes his privacy. He doesn't want to get, like, hassled out by people.
I already know what it is.
Well, just chill out, all right?
Because
what happens is this tiny little fella rocks up and just goes, hold up, I need you to just look after these people.
Right.
These fairy tale people. And he's like, come on, mate, I just want my space. I live in a swamp. This is like the worst place ever. Why would you live here? And then he goes off on an adventure with it. Oh, we got people on the line.
13, 12, 16. Someone's on the line right now. Hello.
I mean, I don't want to know.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Kirsty.
Kirsty, do you know which movie?
Well, hang on a second. Kirsty,
I'm so sorry.
Where are you calling from, mate? Let's get to know you a little bit first.
From Port Macquarie.
From Port Macquarie. Beautiful Port Macquarie.
Kirsty already knows, mate. Just all give right, her the
I just
tickets.
I drag it out a bit. Kirsty, what's the film?
Is it Shrek?
No, don't do that.
If you'd let me finish, Rachel, I was going to say that was the first film, but this one's actually the second.
No, Kirsty, you've won a double pass to Majestic Cinemas.
Just mucking around.
If it was the second one, you wouldn't have started out with that.
Yeah, well played.
You would have started out with, so this guy that's a fairy tale creature, he married a princess, and then...
I don't even think she was a real princess. I never
she
read
was.
About her.
Nah. Princess Fiona.
All right. Well, look, Kirsty, stay on the line. You got two tickets to the cinema. What are you going to go and see?
Oh, I have no idea yet. Anything that my partner and I can get out and have a little date together.
Well, that's so cute.
Apparently Ocean's 8's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe we'll go see that.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, stick on the line for us. We'll give you some tickets, okay?
Okay, thank
have you. Have a good one, Kirst.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Wauchope.
Hang on. What have you done, Rachel?
I didn't touch anything, mate.
Did you do this?
No, the desk is having a day.
I'm telling you.
Better? Right,
that definitely wasn't me.
No.
Even though I'm the one that presses all the buttons and does all of the stuff.
Good morning, Kylie in North Haven. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're doing all right, mate. How would you
we're
like
doing okay.
$300 today?
That would be awesome.
Perfect. Well,
we're going to try and give it to you, but we're going to ask you a little question first.
You need to answer five of them. You need to give me five answers inside the 10 seconds. That's how it works. Are you ready to go?
Yes, ready to go.
Kylie, I would like you to name me five current F1 drivers. Go.
Michael Schumacher. No, he's not. Ricardo. Oh, I don't
keep going. Oh, no.
Unlucky.
Michael Schumacher was one,
actually, I think he's still recovering after his accident, so...
Yeah, he did have an accident not that long ago.
This is true. You did
get Daniel Ricciardo. Other ones that you could have said, Daniel Ricciardo's teammate is Max Verstappen. You could have also said Sebastian Vettel, Nico Rosberg, Lewis Hamilton is the Great Britain guy as well.
The Great Britain guy. It's all very technical here.
Isn't it just? All of those you could have named. But thank you so much for playing this morning,
worries.
Kylie. Good try.
Thank you.
See you, mate.
And it goes up to, I guess, what,
310 tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have known any of them. I would have said Mark Webber, and he's not even one anymore.
He isn't anymore.
No. Why not?
He's a good-looking bloke, though, Mark Webber.
He's got a nice jawline.
So is Daniel Ricciardo, actually.
Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
We have a very special person on the line right now, someone that, I'm going to say it, he's caused a bit of controversy in the last week. The winner of The Voice Australia this year, Sam Perry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm quite surprised, Sam. I expected to hear you talking through some machinery into the phone.
I mean, technically we are.
Yeah, hey, got you there. Sam, you have won The Voice this year and you've done a bit of a voice first. You actually use, is it a loop station that you use?
It is, yeah, it's a loop station. It's my instrument of choice.
Some people use guitars, some people use pianos. Mm. You've decided to go with the loop station. What kind of, like, how do you actually use it? Just explain it for us a little bit.
So I beatbox and make rhythms, so I'll make a beatbox, and basically the loop station just does whatever you do and just repeats it, just like a wheel.
And
so
you...
I'll do a beatbox, like a... and loop it, and I'll go around, and then I'll sing on top, make bass lines, and then rap and do whatever you will with it.
And you construct your song... and your music like that, like layer by layer by layer.
Yes, correct. Yeah, you start with nothing and you end up with whatever you've got. So, yeah, it's kind of like sampling your own voice live on the spot.
I mean, it's different, isn't it? Like, I watch part of the show. I'm not religiously a watcher, but I do watch the highlights particularly, and I feel like the show has done well by the controversy, and it is controversy, I'm sorry, it is controversial. I feel like they've done really well, like with publicity-wise, because of all of this.
Well, it's something that's different. It's something that's never been seen before. Sam, what do you think about the... I don't want to say the comments that have been made by people about you winning the show and being on the show.
Yeah, I don't really get too bothered about it, to be honest. You know, I showed up to do my thing. There's rules in place. I didn't break any of them. So, I'm looping, but Eurovision and Vocal Loop Artist just won. In France, MB14, a Vocal Loop Artist just came second. And I'm a Vocal Loop Artist that just came first here. So it's something that's coming. Like, Europe's got a massive scene for this. The beatbox community and vocal looping as a thing is coming.
And
I've just put it to the nation first. But we got, like, the world's best, like DubFX and Tom Thumb, coming straight out of here. I just brought it to the mainstream.
Do you know what? That's the best answer ever, because you're right. You didn't break any rules on the show. And the show, it gets voted. So obviously the public have said you are what they want. Sam.
Oh, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I got a little conspiracy theory for you, Sam, and I don't want you to. I don't want you to think that I'm taking away from a very good win. I want you to just this with a pinch of salt, right? You single-handedly, forget the music, so you single-handedly caused that much of a stir that the ratings went up. And that they got so much publicity from you that they're like, the show is saved because the police have already been called.
Get out.
Police,
yeah,
you can hear it.
They're on their way,
in
mate.
The background. I think because the show for me was sort of, it was becoming a bit the same, okay? So I feel like, because Delta's on that one, isn't she, Rach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon her chair probably needs to get sort of oiled or something because it turns around to everything. No offence to her, but I feel like the show needed something a bit different to bring it back to life. And I think you did that, and I think that they'd be very happy that you won.
But
if they're not, they'd be weird.
End all be all, mate. It is a popularity. It's all to do with voting. So he won fair and square. It was what the public wanted.
Yeah, no, I voted. I voted for you.
And it's awesome, Sam. Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you on Team Kelly?
I was on Team Kelly, yeah.
What was it like working with Kelly Rowland?
She's unreal. She's exactly the same on camera as she is off. So she's really kind and, you know, let us into her family and took us to, like, movie premieres and played dodgeball with her and her husband. So, yeah, she's really cool. She's had some really good advice, and we're still connecting. So
you played dodgeball with her.
Yeah, it was funny though, because you're like lining up those shots, and you just can't throw the ball as hard as you want to.
You're like, I don't really want to hit you, Kelly Rowland, with the dodgeball.
You hit her in the larynx, and she can't sing.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be an expensive throw.
So,
yeah.
Sam, after all of this, you have taken out The Voice this year. What's next for you?
So I've already been meeting with Universal, and we've been doing some really fun stuff already. We're looking at pushing the live show, and we're going to grow it a bit more. If you know my energy and my, if you like what I do on The Voice, I do a good hour of that, and we're going to be doing that around the country. So we're looking at doing that. I'm looking at flying to the States to meet some people, and I guess I get to go home tonight. I haven't been home for a while, so first things first, I'm going to go home and sleep for a day.
Where's home?
Perth.
Oh, nice. There we go. WA. Outside. Yeah, I like Perth.
Yeah.
Goes all right.
Sam,
yeah.
Do you know what, though?
You know, I'm proud to be the first WA winner or even finalist. And I know there's a lot of controversy around the show, but to be honest, I've had such a good experience there, and I thought they'd take the Loop Station away from me.
But they didn't.
They helped me grow and we did something different, and I thought it was a really good season, to be honest.
Do you know what, though, Sam? Ed Sheeran is selling out stadium tours, and yes, he plays the guitar, but he also uses a loop pedal for all of his performances. DJs are selling out massive festivals. It's all the way that music is changing, and that's why I think the Australian public have completely warmed up to you. They've completely loved you, given you this title, and I honestly think you're going to do amazing things because it is something different. It's something new. It's something that people are after and they want.
Oh, no, were you finished there, Rach?
I mean, yeah, thank you. That's really sweet. I mean, I just showed up to do what I wanted to do. I never had my hair done fancy or like, you know, ridiculous clothes. I just wanted to do my thing. So I think a lot of people got that. And, yeah, I mean, times are changing. What can I say? All I'm doing is looping.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty good. Next time you're on the Mid-North Coast, please do let us know, mate. We'll come to the show.
I'll be coming out there for sure. We're planning on some big shows, so we'll, stay tuned on the Instagrams.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Sam Perry, the winner of The Voice for 2018. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
See ya. Here we go.
Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.